patient name, Lorna McKenzie, and L-O-R-N-A, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, date of birth 12-23-1955, date of procedure October 31, 2023, patient performing Baba Mohan Kama, MD, referring Dr. Arnold Fleischmann, A-R-N-O-L-D, F-L-E-I-S-C-H-M-A-N-N, indication, dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening, procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, and attempted colonoscopy. In description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of peritoneal bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible dermal lesion, such as medical patient, then a producer, patient of fellow patients, and service, available to the rumbus with a gastroscope, procedures into the surface, and by admission to the surface of the carpal tunnel, the tunnel, the second purple venom, stomach detail is suffering, at first report, had a five some stomach problems for this control of pronounced with them. The patient then turned around to pursue the colonoscope exam, and the surface gamma is perfect, the local pursuit of colonoscope was introduced in the rectum, and was able to advance only until mid-transverse colon. Further advancement was not possible due to significant looping, tortuous colon, and inadequate prep. Despite multiple pressures, position change, and changing the scope to an adult upper endoscope, the procedure could not be completed. Patient recovered well post-procedure with only complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, ZLN at 34, irregular, esophagitis, LA grade B, stomach normal, biopsied for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum normal, biopsied for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam aborted due to tortuous colon, redundant colon, significant looping, and poor prep. Impression, esophagitis LA grade B, tortuous redundant colon. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Recommend PPI 20 mg BID. Repeat upper endoscopy in 12 weeks to document healing of esophagitis. Plan to repeat colonoscopy at a later date after discussion with the patient. End of dictation.